This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanika.
Good morning,
we
guys.
We have our beautiful friend Albert, Amanda, Rod, Simeon.
Kia ora.
And we also have Destiny Freedom here today.
Kia ora.
And she's asked me the question, surviving in the Christian ministry. Can you share an experience of prolonged stress and burnout, a time when you felt very alone in your ministry? I feel alone, but I yield fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. So his angels and saints are with me all the time. So that is a challenge to all of us. How do we survive burnout in Christian ministry? Amanda.
Well, how you survive burnout, I would just say Christian ministry, I'd say the whole world at the moment. I'd say everyone's on an edge of just had enough. How do we survive that?
Yeah.
Okay, a big thing is forgiveness to those meanies, that's what I'm naming them, those meanies out there that want to put you down and judge you and do all that. How do you deal with that? Well,
yeah,
how I deal with that is forgiveness, and I forgive again and again and again. Okay, another way I deal with that is make a joke.
Yeah.
You know, they put me down, I make a joke.
Okay, so we'll ask Simon over here. How do you survive?
I believe I'm just bouncing straight off the sister here. I believe they're the sort of people that need to keep be confronted and tell them what they're doing is actually harmful. Well, personally, I know it's harmful for the people what they're doing.
That's yeah.
The meanies.
And Jack, I think it's important to be open for the return of Christ.
Yes.
And that's a spiritual calling, so
yeah,
we can concentrate on the physical, but I think it's an inward thing. Albert, what do you think?
I'm not waiting around for Jesus to come on a cloud. I believe in historically that tribulation and the coming of Christ is
Jack,
within
here
us.
He is.
The word that the word that
these are our own opinions.
Yeah, the word that comes in your whole sentence there is burnout. So there's two ways of being resurrected. One is through the water, and the other one is through fire. So if you're getting burnt out, you must question what you're actually following, because for me, there's no such thing as burnt out when you're with the Creator. You're born again. For me, every day is full of life, and when you come across injustice, it lights your fire, and you just pitch your tail up, and you want to keep going.
Yeah.
Kamate, kamate, ka ora, ka ora.
So when you're talking about the birth of the male child, this is scriptural. She brought forth a male child who's to rule the nations with a rod of iron. So lift your right hand, photon belt, ascendancy, and you're tuning into the higher vibrations and consciousness of Christ. And so I've got this ritual or practice. It's the wolfman call, because I want to identify Benjamin Paul's celestial man. Coo, coo, coo. Bringing forth the Omega Saint transition, because the Bible says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. This is the Omega Saint transition, stepping into the kingdom age. And so what does the Benjamin Moore Paul celestial man do? He's an insightful seer. He actually educates and enlightens. He practices intuitive perception.
You just need to learn to slow
down, Jack. Yeah.
Yes.
And Amanda's laughing for another reason.
I'm not.
Now, to prove that I'm not sexist, the Bible actually talks about angelic apostles and Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was the first feminine apostle because she actually saw the Lord. So this is how we can bring in the reign of Christ. This is how we can experience the coming of Christ from within. Because a lot of people, the life's getting too hard for them, you know, through COVID, and now you've got the oil crisis, and then you've got climate change. People are wanting to get off the the planet, aren't they? And they're looking on that cloud. Oh, is Jesus behind that cloud up there? Hey, beam me up, you know. But it's not like that, is it? What do you reckon?
Oh, well, first of all, the wolf. You've brought actually the wolf, Benjamin. Is that Benjamin tribe? Is that involving the Scottish? Because our motto and our clan is McQueen clan. We are the wolf, and ours is a rampant wolf with a saber, that spear, and our motto is constant and faithful.
Yeah.
So, but we're not registered on the royal clans and the royal registry of clans because my forefathers who were in the house of the royal did not accept the agreement between the Scottish and the English, and we became rebels. So it's there's life.
Right. So when you're looking at Genesis, here it is, Genesis chapter 49, verse 27, Benjamin shall raven as a wolf. He shall eat the prey in the morning and then divide the spoil. So the Benjamin Paul celestial man, they are quite radical. They challenge doctrines. They speak the truth. They are enlightened ones.
I went to the Waitangi Tribunal Criminal Injustice Treaty yesterday, me and Tiamo here in Tarapa, and we presented there. Just on that, although there was a lot of hammering against the police and all the injustice, when I got up to speak, I talked about the injustice going right from police bottom, right through the court system, right into the administration, right up to the top ones, and they ended up getting up and asking me, that's enough, can we shut it down after 5 minutes? So
now,
they didn't want hear the real heavy stuff.
Queen Te Pui, with the Queenie Council and the Te Party, Maori Party, they are getting ready for the elections because Prime Minister Chris Hipkins, he's now become the preferred Prime Minister. Luxon is down in the polls. And he's talking about getting back to the basics, housing, health, education, cost of living. Now, Rod, you had this idea of standing in the seven Maori seats as independent councillors.
Yeah, well, anybody can stand. Those that are on the Māori electoral roll are the voters. And someone raised the point there's 125,000 Māori that live in Australia. So having an eighth Māori seat for their representation, they might be working overseas, but they should also have the ability to elect in the government. So getting someone in that's able to defend the seven Māori seats is an idea, Jack.
Yeah, see, because I believe in freedom, justice and equality. I'm not a separatist, so I don't like it when the Maori Party goes off on a tangent and thinks it's about them and doesn't include the European, because it's a bicultural system. The Maori and white people are on the same bike with privilege, partnership and participation when you're talking about the treaty. But upholding treaty principles, the government wants to lower the standard and review treaty clauses. Paul Goldsmith, he was on TV this week, he's the Minister for Justice, said they can't do that. So this meeting you went to, that upholds the treaty, doesn't it?
Well, they say it does. Other people say it's a bit of a cash cow. And so what I want to say, from our participation, we're still in the same place. We're against the whole legal process, the jurisdictional process. We're coming straight off the document, He Waka Putanga, and even though you get them all flying the flags, they don't want to address it legally.
Yeah.
So where's the legal content? Because if that's the foundation of this country as a constitutional document, government run under constitutional arrangement, no document telling every other organisation, you got to have a constitution under our Companies Act. Well, if you can't yourself run under a law, but you're getting everyone else to run under it, that's dictatorship, because you yourself don't have a constitution.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't vote, Jack. You want to give your blessings away every 3 years? That's up to you. But for 3 years, you will suffer, because every unrighteous thing that they do internationally, you participated. Don't say, oh, I didn't vote, so don't complain. No, no, I didn't vote, so I'm free.
Yeah, but I believe everyone should vote. And I believe that if you don't vote, you don't complain. That's what I think anyway.
Well, the old national government, they changed the law so that all of the votes that you don't use go to the party with the majority vote.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Now, with Chris Hipkins and the speed limit on the road, there's an article on Monday, speed limit up for debate again. The issue centres around Oparuri Road, where locals previously petitioned for a 50-kilometre-an-hour limit. How many deaths do we need to lower the speed limit? Because I notice the road is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
You know, people blind you with the lights, they tailgate, they don't consider you anymore, they don't give way. It's madness on the road.
Change your statement. It's not how many deaths. You're talking about death and creating death. How many lives you save in order to change. Yeah. Always put your energy and your blessings to saving lives. Create it.
Yes.
God spoke and said, let there be light. You should know that, Jack. Genesis 1.
And I always
create it into existence.
Two sides. Now, another issue that's been brought up is family mediation.
Jack, stop watching. This
week, there were three killings, like in Hastings. Now, the issue is family mediation. The government does not promote it. They promote family alienation. Because I deal with mothers and fathers that are alienated and can't get access to their children. And a lot of them, unfortunately, end up taking their lives. And when they when the media focuses, like you're right, on the killings that have happened and don't focus on the cause and tell us why it happened, they are promoting, they're not dealing with the real issues, are they?
Yeah, I've been trying to. I actually tried to get in this morning. I went in there to get Judge Family Court Judge Collins' name, date of birth, and where he lives. That would have started a private prosecuting, because I know exactly where you're coming from, Jack, and I'm starting to do something about it. But they won't give out the information. Because if you really want to do the destruction on families, I don't want to get into it too much, because I've been burnt so bad by the system.
Yeah.
The police, they're worse than the mongrel mob. What else can you say?
And apparently Steve Evans, there's a few that have had a protest up on the North Shore. So
just
they
on the
are continuing the work. Steve and Mareka. You know Mareka? He used to...
Yeah, I haven't spoken to either of them in a very long time, though.
And they're talking about whistleblowers and the system of corruption couldn't go any lower, they reckon, in terms of family mediation, keeping our families alive, and the government needs to do something. So I hope that the Maori Party and Labor will promote family mediation.
I reckon that's where the tide's going to turn. We just smack them right between the eyes and let them know that they're destroying families.
I heard at the tribunal and the criminal injustice front of them yesterday, exactly a family, a mother with her children, her son committed suicide. And the whole story she gave, it was just the truth, the healing, the way forward. She was saying exactly what what you're talking about. Where's the getting together, the hoho tarongo? Where's they wanted to, could meet with the family of the police officer who did it, not just running it through processes and reports and legalese. And so this is what I'm saying about government. It doesn't matter whether you're voting for Māori, ACT, Labour, National, what they tell you is at law school, at the end, or political school, at the end of the day, the winner is the government.
Now, I would like to bring out the fact that I met Ross yesterday from the Baptist Church, and he deals with suicide bereavement, and that's ministering to those who have lost loved ones, and I talked to him about transforming bonds of attachment. And one lady at the place where the village where I stay, she's a nun, and she was telling me that the one girl lady had been raped. She took her life, and then both her sisters. I mean, this is a travesty, and this is going on in our society. You're right, we need better processes better ways to help people, don't we, and help them to work through their grief.
Well, it's all in Romans. You should know in the Bible, Romans 7:14, the law is spiritual. Now, when you go to court, they don't apply the spiritual law.
No way.
And yet, at the start, when they created everything, all the laws are brought through the Bible. And so what I'm saying, this idea of separation between church and state and the government, it's a lot of crap. The spiritual nature of what's happening is the curses and everything that's happening by following a democracy system that alienates the church on the face of it. Yep. And so people suffer because the spiritual nature is still in the law.
So this is an article up about suicide survival. Jacoby Shaddix has lost loved ones to suicide and forced his own dark, he's facing his own dark periods. Papa is using platform to urge people to speak up, seek help and hold on to hope. Papa Roach, frontman, opens up about suicide survival. So, brothers and sisters, people out there, we need to be there. We need to practice suicide first aid. We need to listen carefully to one another and what we're going through in society, because you said there's not enough of that uffy kind of caring and loving one another and families
listen,
being together.
People listen, but they only listen from mentality and physical because that's how they're educated.
Yeah.
They don't listen with the heart. And the heart is the emotional realm, and the emotional realm is where the hurt is. Until you can get through the hurt, you'll never find peace. When you find the peace, you can actually hear people, or when they, even when they're talking happy, lovely, you can actually see the hurt in them through the words. So what? That's the spiritual nature that we must start to teach our children to activate all levels. We need all levels. And our suffering today, I'm suffering, everyone's suffering. It's about how we can correct. Let's come together. Let's build a rock. Let's change it. Let's change it within the families, change it within the community so we can change the government spiritually on the righteous path where we can actually help people.
Yep. Now, we're celebrating Anzac Day next week. Calls us not only those who gave their lives, but also us to commit ourselves to peace and serving the community. I went along to the Salvation Army yesterday, and it was good. There was about 18 men there, and they're sharing their personal testimonies and how they want Jesus to help them and this
like
sort of thing.
It's like a support group.
It was a support group. Anzac Day calls us not only to honour those who gave their lives, but also to commit ourselves to peace. We're celebrating that next Saturday. If we embody the best of the Anzac spirit, we can strengthen the social cohesion that allows families to thrive, communities to flourish, and every person, whatever creed, gender, ethnicity, or social position, to feel truly at home. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, neither male nor female. We are all one in Christ. So there you are for next Anzac Day. I hope you all get out there. We're in God's Kaitiaki Army, and I'm teaching my son to front up and do the salute. You know, God's God and army marching through the land.
There's more people who don't go to Anzac celebrations that need help. It's like the Sabbath, Jesus helping, talking about helping sheep, and you can't do it on the Sabbath. What I'm saying here is that if you know people in need, regardless of the celebrations that are going on, even sometimes you have to not be there at your own mother and father's funeral because somebody living is about to take their life, save a life.
Yeah.
Make that choice. And your truth is the Jesus. Your truth. Everyone's got Jesus. His name is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Don't get caught up in Jesus. He didn't go around going, I'm Jesus, I'm Jesus. No, it's about you finding your truth. When you find your truth, you'll be able to stand and flourish.
Now, Rod, working with the Theosophical Society, I've been talking to Arun. He's a wonderful secretary.
Lovely guy, yes.
And he's talking about theosophobia.
Yeah.
We want to be free. He's saying we're focusing too much on the negative and this funeral and money owing and this sort of thing, when we ought to focus on direction, vision, and future. He said he's happy to put $1,000 towards the debt, but with this appeal, we need to be positive, don't we, for the future?
Yeah, well, he picked up on Albert's comments about looking at a vision, also with regards to the appeal, it's all on points of law. So it's rocking between a piece of legislation, the 1908 Incorporated Societies Act, and the 2022 Act. So this judgment was filed under the old Act, and the judgment or the appeal will be under the new Act. So this is a very fascinating test case, and so Albert was there, I was there.
But I'm always aware of this Freemasonry cult and the sorcery of the elite, and Blavatsky, who said there's right-handed truth and left-handed occultism. So somewhere along the line, if they are not acknowledging Christ and fully surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ, man gets involved and corruption comes into it. And what happens? You step into the occult, don't you?
It's perspectives. His perspective is that there's always, cult is another word for the word hidden. There's always something hidden. In other words, when the sun shines, there's always a shadow.
Yep.
So this is where Jesus says, leave no stone unturned. Don't worry about fear or don't do this, don't do that. Look into that darkness, look into the cupboard and create the light in there. Put a picture in there and make that cupboard that had no picture, put a picture and make it a beautiful thing. Or you can keep opening the cupboard and look at the darkness. That's it.
See, the point of law I looked at is when the head office takes away the charter, then it leaves a group, an incorporated society group, behind, but they take the building and all the books with them, with the charter. And then the lawyers are saying, well, how are we going to get paid with the existing Hamilton people if they've got no assets? And this is the challenge that this appeal is. Are they still an incorporated body with $1 million property, or are they an incorporated body with no property? And so the lawyers are following the money up towards Auckland, and Ruin is waving his $1,000 around because the lawyers want to be paid.
Yeah, I found it interesting that four people were served with a document to say you have to sign it over now. And I thought, what the hell does that mean? You mean to say they're going to own the building when four people sign it over, and then they're going to sell the building and make $1.5 million, $2 million. So where does spirituality fit into all this, and people's right to access their higher power and the Lord Jesus Christ?
That's greed.
Yeah.
That sounds like greed to me, really. It sounds like greed. Why can't they share? Again, we have some meanies.
Yeah, there's the occult there. There's a hidden element in the offer.
Yes.
So people, you don't have to be part of an occult to actually formulate cult process or support it. He's hiding the actual contractual agreement. He knows what he wants. Once he gets the four signatures, there's something foundational they can work on.
Yeah.
But what he's not telling them is what they don't know. So the thing is, most people don't know about the law. So that's why most people are actually, because they don't know about the law, they're taking advantage of. And anybody who takes advantage of someone else, they are the occult.
Now, you get dialectics understanding, which is Marxism, and you get like good cop and bad cop, and that's what's going on with Trump at the moment, with seemingly he should go in and get rid of that regime. But on the other hand, he's pulling the strings at a top level, and the whole world is being controlled, and we're all suffering under, this loss of petrol and the high cost of petrol and so forth. But the question in terms of the occult that I also have, was Epstein into pansexuality, the IT transhumanism?
What was that?
And Prince Charles is sucking up to the Muslims. What's that all about? And also,
Jack,
hate speech to say homosexuality is sin.
Jack, the big question is, in Islam, males can have four wives and they can be 9 years old.
Nah.
No, I'm seriously, I'm telling you, do some research on it. And so what the Epstein thing is, by having 17-year-olds and older as being legal, it's really forcing a discussion about a 1,400-year religion. and their marriage practices. So when you say no, it's interesting. So yes, four wives and can be as young as 9 years old.
So I want to bring this back to
Can I just say something? Okay, Afghanistan. Yeah. Okay, Muslim country. The treatment of women there is the worst of any Muslim country.
It is, yeah.
Okay, you're not allowed an education. You're not allowed to work. Okay, I prayed and prayed for them to come to New Zealand. I met some of them.
It's man and woman. God made man and woman in his own image.
Yeah, but the woman again, really raw deal. So bad they're on top of the those people that write letters to people.
Yeah.
You know, what are they called?
Petition or whatever.
No. They're a political organisation that writes letters to people.
Yeah.
I can't remember it because of my cognitive thing. Yeah. And the other thing I just wanted to say to Albert was I went to an intermediate school that was a lot of Māori kids from rough, you know, state housing and stuff like that. Had a hard time, right? And who they looked up to were the Māori wardens. There was always two Māori wardens in uniform and the boys would just run to them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They were great role models. Why don't we have that now?
Kaitiaki, peacekeepers.
Well, a lot of the
that's why I wear the white
hat. Māori wardens and corporation changed their, they still got the same mission statement, aroha ki te tangata. However, in law, they went through a separation through the Māori Community Development Act and they ended up signing up with the police department.
Yeah.
So spiritually, that Modian life force for cash, for funding, for vehicle, for whatever reason, and so now they're not getting the same response.
From the youth.
You wanted to say.
No, you said two sides and I just said four wives.
Just on the woman one and the Muslims? Sorry, but you are a woman and I'm a man, so you may not take this. Right, and I'm not speaking for women, but what I want to say is you're probably, from your own perspective as a European or what our own lives, we're judging another culture from another land, and what really we are hearing about from our own colonisation, making determination on 1,000 years, and they're still surviving. They're bound to have 1,000 good stories from lovely wives who have four other sisters who are wives and they're all living wealthy and healthy.
That's not what I'm hearing from the refugees that come over here, mate. The real people
now, I bring
that live in Afghanistan are terrified for the daughters.
Okay, Amanda.
Okay.
When Zion was in travail, she brought forth a mild male child. Okay, so I have got this wonderful practice. It's identifying with the Wolfman. Hello, my name is Wolfman Jack. So it goes, coo, 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 and then, like you're bringing forth the Omega Saint transition. No matter what you're dealing with in life, whether it's money, relationship, family, direction, stress, transformation, and manifest the solution through the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'd like to just quickly commission everyone here. Are you an evangelist there, Jenny?
I don't know, but my kid has one of those.
Okay. Are you ready to vote? Are you signed up to vote?
Yes, I'm enrolled to vote.
Okay. What about you? You're a bit of a prophet. You speak out quite strongly.
Say what you want.
Through the Lord Jesus.
I'm just another believer of the Creator, and I don't vote.
Okay. Now, Amanda, are you registered to vote?
I'm not voting now because of Albert.
Okay.
Since he said that, I'm not voting every
now. But you're an evangelist in the Lord Jesus Christ.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
I am not. The most important thing that Albert brings is about that righteousness, and I think that's an important point.
Kia ora.
Yeah. And so there you go. Anyway, I'm happy to share with you that I would love not to stand.
Okay, now I'll come over to Simon. Are you an evangelist through the Lord Jesus Christ?
I'm trying to do something about the sick statistics I know about.
Are you registered to vote?
I am staying registered to vote. But
that's good.
Yeah, because,
this is from the fringes.
You don't lose your sovereignty if you vote.
Thank you very much for listening to our show. We get pretty radical at times. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for hosting us this week. Okay, bye-bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.